Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the second day of Yom Tov of Sukkos, Tovshin Pei Dalet, obviously being taped on Chol HaMoed. Masechta Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Oisin Es Ha'ama, we cannot make a trench of for water to go around a field, an irrigation channel. It was called an amma because it used to be one amma wide or one amma deep, batchila, from the start. In other words, if there was no trench there, you're not allowed to make a trench, a channel. Bamoid, you can't do this on Chol HaMoed because doing that such a thing is involving extra work, tircha ara harba, or bashvis, nor can one do or dig it out on the Shemitah year as well. And that's because it looks like one is working the ground, which is Osir and Shemitah. B'chachomim Eimrim, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says this. B'chachomim Eimrim, they say, Oisin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shvis. We can make a trench or a channel, an irrigation channel, right from the start in Shemitah year. Not in the Chol HaMoed, but yes, in Shemitah year you can. And the reason for this, says the Chachamim, is because, the Gemara explains, is because, according to their opinion, this is not called oider, this is not called hoeing. And it doesn't even look like hoeing, because he's basically digging out that irrigation channel and throwing the earth out. Umasakdan is sambukul kolis b'moid, and Chol HaMoed one is limited to, or restricted to, just fixing irrigation channels that have become damaged. But one can't make it, even the Chachamim agree, you can't dig out a channel right from the start in Chol HaMoed. The halacha is like the Chachamim. Umasaknin es kilkule hamayim shebishos harabim. We are allowed to fix damaged pipes that have been ruined in the Rishos HaRabim. That's even if the public don't need them, you're allowed to fix them up in Chol HaMoed. V'choti tenoison and clean them out. Clean them out from the rubbish and the pebbles that have gathered there. Some say, according to the Bartanura, we're talking about pipes, irrigation channels pipes that are used for drinking water. Others say we're talking about, the Meiri says we're talking about wastewater pipes. Umasaknan es hadrochim es archoivos, one is allowed to repair the highways and the roads that have become spoilt or damaged during the rainy season. Ves mikves hamayim, and similarly mikves. One is allowed to clean them out from the dirt of the winter. Voisin kol tzorkei rabim, one is allowed to do all public needs, things for the public good. Such as one is allowed to open up wells that are of gathered water, they should be ready for people to drink. One is allowed to, Yishalmi explains that it also means that the Beis Din can open up their courts to judge dine momenus or dine nefoshes, monetary matters, matters that are of a corporal nature, and also to redeem things that have been donated to the Beis HaMikdash. You want to know how much to pay for them and to redeem them. All that can be done on Chol HaMoed as well. If there's a soita that has to be given waters to drink, that can be done. Burning the paraduma can be done. Making the paraduma on the Chol HaMoed. Boring the ear of an avid ivri who didn't want to leave his master's employ. Purification of a metzora, all these things are for the public good and can be done on Chol HaMoed. Umetzainin es hakvoros, one is allowed to also mark grave sites, to pour limestone or lime around it as a simon that kohenim shouldn't approach there and with their bodies cover over it, which would make them tamei. V'yotzin al af al hakaloim. One is also allowed to go out, the agents of the courts, of the Beis Din, allowed to go out to check to see if people have uprooted the kolayim. Kolayim means any grain, any seeds that have been sown together, mixed seeds, mixed plants. And if they didn't, then the Beis Din's agents would pull them out. The Gemara explains that the Shluchei Beis Din would get their salaries from the special chamber, called Truma Salishka, that's the place where they put the shkolim, and therefore they would use these people on Chol HaMoed to do the job because they could be hired for a lower rate of pay because they got no work, and Chol HaMoed people don't do work so much, so they would be able to get cheap labour, so they would use the temple money for that. Now, even though the Gemara asks, when it says here in our Mishnah, that in Cholamoy they would go out to check the kloim and the plants, and the Gemara asks, but haven't they gone out already not long earlier, on the 15th day of Adar? So why would they go again in Cholamoy, such as Cholamoy Pesach, which is only a month or so after? And they answer, because in Cholamoy Pesach they would check the later growing plants, things that have been sown later, and that you can't tell that there's kalim there, but that there's mixed species growing until the 15th day of Nisan. So therefore, by Cholamoid, there would be more plants that would may perhaps be needed to be uprooted or to be checked. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchim es ha-mayim ilan, one is allowed to draw or extend water from one tree to another. So that if you have a lot of water that's been gathered under one tree, you're allowed to move it on Cholamoid to another tree. There's not so much of a tirch involved. Or vilvad shele yashkes kol ha-sod, as long as he doesn't water the entire field. Some of us learn that we're talking about a sodeh, which is a beis habal. That means it's a field which gets sufficient rainwater, and there's not really a loss if you don't water it. Nevertheless, if there's a lot of water gathered under one tree, and there's enough to water other trees, then you're allowed to extend the water from tree to tree. There's not much tirche involved in this. So Chachamim permitted that, even though there's not a great loss involved. But don't water the whole field, because that would involve a great tircha, that would involve a great loss, a lot of work involved. And that's how Rashi and Bartanura learn our Mishnah. Again, we're talking about a sodeh beis habal, and that's why you can't water the whole field. If it was a sodeh beis hashlochin, if it was a field that doesn't get enough rainwater and there would be losses involved, then that's different. Then obviously you'd be able to water the field. Zroim shalei shosu lifnei hamoed. If you have plants that were not watered before Cholamoed, before the Yom Tov, that is, lo yashkim b'moed, then don't water them on the moed. And that's even in a beis hashlach, and that's even in places which don't get sufficient rainwater. And that's because in a situation where they didn't water them before Yom Tov, there's not such a hefsid, not such a loss, if they won't water them during Cholamoed, since they weren't watered earlier on. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Rambam writes the reason is because the plants need a lot of water, and there would be a lot more tircha, a lot more bother involved, especially if they haven't been watered earlier. The Chachamim matirin bozeh or bozeh. The Chachamim permit in both cases. They permit, number one, to water and irrigate the entire orchard, the entire field of trees, and to give this, and also to give the plants to drink, to water them, even though they haven't been given water before Cholamoed, before the Yom Tov. Because according to the Chachamim, they say that even to make profit, you're allowed to irrigate, you're allowed to water on Cholamoed. Who is the halacha like? Not like the Chachamim, who are very lenient here. But the halachas are rather like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we mentioned before, the Tana of the Mishnah at the beginning, that you cannot water the whole field if it's a shteh habal. You can extend water from tree to tree, and that plants that haven't been given water before the Yom Tov cannot be given during the Yom Tov as well. So the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara, however, says that if it's a field that is moist, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees you're allowed to water it in Chol HaMoed, because there's not as much tircha involved, and it has a din like plants that have had to drink before Chol HaMoed, where you can then give them to drink or water them during Chol HaMoed.